Blog Talk Radio.
The song was Thank You, Jesus by Darrell Petty. I'm going to go to a scripture before we open up, and I'm going to go to Psalms 34, verse 1 through 4, and then verse 6, and then verse 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his trouble. And then we're going to verse 8, and that's the end. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy word. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host at this time, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand up firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that out if I'm reading out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And you know we're air live Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, that's in California time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And you know we have early Sunday morning prayer, and it's a corporate prayer. Why, anybody that the Lord lead, you can come in and come in with us and pray for 5, 10, whatever the Lord lead on your heart. It's about a 30 to 35 minutes before you go to your houses of worship. Tune in, expecting, and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. And the call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of our segments. You know, and our email is newdestinyministry54@gmail.com. Or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and now we on Twitter. That's why I read this today, to let you know the Lord is moving and taking us high and high in heaven with his word. We're on a New Destiny Ministry page, and we're on Facebook, and we on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive message. As I'm speaking today, you can go on and you can hear and listen to this segment. And you know what? We just so thankful for Jesus Christ leading and guide y'all. And we appreciate and are very thankful for y'all tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and us that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we ask you to continue to pray for this broadcast that God will be done. And with no further ado, I'm going to turn you over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. God bless you. Amen. Is it anyone online can open up with the word of prayer?
Oh, 303. I don't see anybody at this time. You want me to open or?
Okay.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity. We don't have to hold up. We know the Lord is able to answer and say a word. Lord, I repent for everything I said, done, or thought that was not pleasing in your sight. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for keeping us all weekend long and blessing us as we went into our house of worship or wherever you have led us to go, Lord Jesus, with you on our hearts and mind and doing your will and your way. We just thank you, we love you, and we praise you. Hallelujah, for your kindness and your mercy unto us, as Evangelist Bernard, you gave her this vision a couple of years ago, and now it's intuition. And for blessing me to be the co-host at 71 years old, Lord, learning the switchboard. How great as our God. I say, hey, nobody lack you. Hallelujah. You just put it in the mind, and you had to instruct the Evangelist Bernard to teach me. And I'm so grateful and thankful that you would have me to be part of this broadcast and Aaron today to do your will in your way. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you allow us to come forth, Lord Jesus, because you could have picked anybody, but you chose us to come forth, and your listeners and your anointed men and women of God that bring this unadulterated word to the gospel of Jesus Christ to your people all over the world. It's all over the United States and out of the United States, Africa, all over where thus say the Lord is going. And we just praise you. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless our founding hope, Evangelist Adrian, Lord Jesus. Give her strength. You know what she stand in need of. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You say you will bless us and you will keep us and you will direct and you will guide our path. Hallelujah. And you say just be obedient. Just be obedient to my will and my way. And if it's anything you need, whether it be wisdom, you say acts of you. Whether it be knowledge, you say acts of you. Whether it be understanding, you said acts of you. Hallelujah. Whether it's more love, you say acts of you. Everything we need is in you, Jesus. And we just thank you that you hear our cry and you hear our prayers and you answer. We thank you that you're sending it all the way up from heaven where you are down on this earth for your precious people. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless the shut-in, hallelujah, that's not able to get to their places of worship, Lord Jesus, that they can come on this broadcast and get a rhema word from heaven above, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for the men and women that you have sent over this broadcast all over the world, that anointed, that preached. Lord, we ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them into all the areas that you would have them go in. Lord, increase their ministries, increase their anointed, increase their power, hallelujah, increase their living holy before you, Lord Jesus, that we may go forth in the ammunition of the Lord, that we will be warriors for your kingdom, hallelujah, that we say, Lord, if we ask of anything, you said if we ask anything in your name that you will do, long as we live right and obedient, hallelujah, by faith, read the word and trust in you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every one on this broadcast to come on the chat room, in the archives, wherever they are, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for them because we know one thing. You never sleep. You say you never slumber and you never sleep. You're always there 24 hours for us. Hallelujah. And you know what we stand in need of. And who wouldn't serve a God like you? Hallelujah. I just love you and praise you and magnify you. I love you for the saints and the people that you're sending on this broadcast. They hear the word. They hear the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we love you. And we just ask you, we pray for each and every family member on this broadcast, Lord. We pray for their children. We pray for the safety of them in and out, going to schools, going to different jobs, interviews, going wherever, to college, wherever. Lord, we pray for them, and we ask you to bless them and protect them and guide them and direct them and lead them all in the way that you would have them to go. And with that, we thank you and love you and give you the glory and give you all the praise. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Oh, how grateful we are today that we know Jesus. We know a man from Nazareth that saved my sin sick soul, and he set me free. I'm so glad about it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Back over to you, Evangelist. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We give God glory today. We give him honor. We give him praise. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to come back on the line. You're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, again, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Thank God for the opening prayer, and we thank God for each one of you. Amen. As I begin to do some reflections, even on yesterday, as the Lord dealt with me in about going into this new series. Again, as I go back and look into our book, our logbook, I looked at we began a series last year on the book of Acts, and we went chapter by chapter. Amen. How many know that the church was founded? Amen. In this book. Amen. So as I began to look over our stats in our log, I see we began this series last year on January the 21st. Amen. And we all know that the book of Acts has 28 chapters. And we began January the 21st, and to my surprise, I didn't know I opened the first four chapters of this particular book, Acts chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. But I bless God today that I don't have to cover those chapters each and every day. We will have speakers on throughout this series expounding on each one of the chapters. Amen. I look back even and saw Pastor Hamilton out of Houston, Texas, who is our Provoke the Fridays pastor, and he even taught on these chapters in the book of Acts. Many of us, and I won't say many of us, but the Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. And Acts is considered to be the beginning of the church. The book of Acts provides a detailed, orderly, eyewitness account of the birth and the growth of the early church and the spread of the gospel immediately after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Its narrative supplies a bridge connecting the life and the ministry of Jesus to the life of the church and the witness of the earliest believers. We all know that this book was attributed to Luke. And we all know that Luke was a physician, amen, and he recorded and wrote the book of Luke, and also Acts is a continuation of that book of Luke, amen. So the authorship of this book, again, was attributed to Luke. The date that this actual book was written was between 62 and 70 A.D. That was after Christ. Amen. And as we begin to look at the book of Acts, we also know that the opening scripture was written to a man by the name of Theophilus. If you go back to Luke, you can also see that book was also addressed to Theophilus. Now, there's no history about Theophilus. He was not an apostle. He was not one of the disciples. Amen? So as we begin to look at this, it said that he was probably, most likely, a Roman citizen who had interest in the Christian faith. So that's what our research tells us about Theophilus. But as we begin to expound on the different chapters of the book of Acts, we can also go back, we can also go back to Matthew. And I want to turn to that before we get into this first chapter of the book of Acts. If you can turn quickly to Matthew chapter 16, we're going to read just a few of these verses because we want our listeners to know that when Jesus said that he was going to found his church, he was speaking to one in particular person, and that was Peter. And as we begin to get into this series, we're going to see the main characters throughout this book is Peter and the Apostle Paul. There are some other characters as we go along in the book of Acts, but the main character was the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul. Amen. So if you turn to Matthew chapter 16, we're going to, just a moment. We're going to turn to, excuse me, let me get my notes here. Just a moment. Okay. As we turn to Matthew chapter 16, and we're going to begin reading at verse 13. Amen. And it reads as thus: when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But then Jesus said, he said unto them, he's talking to his disciples, but whom say ye that I am? Okay? You know how we hear of somebody coming in a city, and we go on the report or the witness of another. We listen to what they are saying. And so Jesus had heard many saying who they thought he was, but he wanted to know from his disciples, who do you say that I am? So verse 15 again, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And verse 16 says, and Simon Peter, and I'm reading out of the King James Version, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So this statement really, this statement validates that Jesus had a Father. Amen? He didn't say, I am the Father. He said, flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, he said, my Father which is in heaven. So clearly he was making a statement that I'm not the Father, hallelujah, but I have a Father. And that Father which is in heaven, he had revealed it unto you. And verse 18 says, this is still Jesus talking, and he said, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, because Peter was the one that spoke up. Amen. The other disciples didn't say anything. Peter said, thou art the Christ. Peter declared, hallelujah, that thou art the Christ. And Jesus said, and I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, glory to God, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And verse 19 said, and I will give, this is Jesus still telling Peter, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. How many know keys represent power? How many know that keys represent authority? How many know that keys validate that you have authority and power to enter in? Amen. When I look at me raising all of these different children, all of these kids, my grandchildren and my niece, amen. And when I thought one of them was responsible enough to have a key to the house, I gave it to the responsible party, the party that I knew would authorize their entrance, the party that I knew wouldn't let anybody in to my home without permission, without them consulting with Granny. So keys represent power. Keys, again, represent authority. Keys validate that you have a right to enter in. Amen. So Jesus told Peter, I'm going to build my church upon you, this rock, Peter. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. How many know that when we stand on the rock, when we stand on that rock, we have power. When we stand in the authority, amen. So Jesus gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. So he said, with these keys, hallelujah, guess what? You'll be able to bind and to loose. And whatever you bind, hey, it's going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose in earth is going to be loosed in heaven. How many want some power today? Ah, hallelujah. Power just wasn't given. The Holy Ghost just wasn't given. And we're going to read a little bit. The Holy Ghost just wasn't given for us to say, we got it. Yes, I got it. You know how you sing the song? I got it. Yes, I got it. Well, you have it. But what are you doing with that power that God has given you? What are you doing with this dunamis? What are you doing with this exousia? Hallelujah. You know, when we have a headache, we get on the phone and we're calling a prayer intercessor. We're calling one of the prayer warriors. Now we say we have been given power. We have that power. Then why do I have to call somebody to pray for me? When I have this Holy Ghost, when I have already been deputized, I have already been given authority to exercise this power that I have, then why do I have need to call on someone else? The Bible says, after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power. And we're going to get right on into the first chapter in the book of Acts. Oh, God, I feel this thing this morning. Yeah, glory to God. This afternoon, rather. Amen, amen. Let's now go into the book of Acts. As our speakers that we assign these chapters to do this series, as they go through these chapters, you're going to learn how the early church exercise this power. You're going to learn, hey, hallelujah, how on one accord. You're going to learn on the day of Pentecost how the Holy Spirit came on in. You're going to learn how they were filled. They all were feel the 120. And you're going to learn also how God, how the Jesus added to the church daily. Ah, we see people today, they're going and they're getting buildings. Hallelujah. They're erecting edifices. They're erecting sanctuaries. Amen. And many of them are declaring that this is my church. But I'm here to tell you today, I'm here to serve you. Notice today that the church don't belong to you. It was founded upon a rock, and it was founded by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you can go and put your name on a document, and you can call it a church. But if it's not founded upon that rock, if it's not founded on the principles, if it's not founded on the foundation that has already been laid, then guess what? Hallelujah. Your labor is really in vain. Over in Psalms, the Bible says that except the Lord build the house. And I want to be accurate today. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Let me go right there right quick. Because I don't want you all to think that I'm coming up with my own scripture. But over in Psalm 127, the first verse, Psalm 127 and 1 says, except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build the house. I want you all to know as we get ready to expound upon the Acts of the Apostles, I want you to know that the church was founded upon a rock. It was founded on a good foundation. The foundation wasn't shaking. The foundation wasn't leaning. It was found on a sure foundation. And Psalm 127 and 1 says, except the Lord. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? If it ain't the Lord doing it, it's your doing it. But my Bible tells me, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. What are you saying? Except the Lord keep the saints. The watchman waketh but in vain. Oh, so let's go on into the book of Acts. Amen. It says, verse 1 says, the former treatise, and the treatise is all it is an order. It's an exhortation. Amen of God. He said, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Jesus began this work. We didn't do it. Jesus began it. He says, verse 2, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. I'm not talking about the modern apostles. I'm talking about those that walk with Jesus. There was 12 that walked with Jesus. And as we begin to go a little bit further into this chapter, you're going to see that one of them, the only one Jesus lost, and it was already spoken by the prophet that he would be the son of perdition. And as we get further into this lesson, you'll see that another, hallelujah, was chosen, but it was two of them, and they had to cast lots. Hallelujah. I don't know if they prayed and asked the Lord to make the decision of which one of these would stand in the place of Judas. The Bible don't say that they prayed. Amen of God. But I know one thing, they had to be led of God. Because anything that is decent, anything that is orderly, hallelujah, it has to be ordained by God. When we try to ordain things, when we try to set things in order, if we don't consult Jesus, if we don't consult our Lord, it won't come out right. It'll seem like everything is going well. Oh, but after you get in the middle of that thing, if you haven't consulted Jesus, it'll be like Humpty Dumpty. It's going to have a great fall. Amen, amen. So we're at verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive Jesus showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible truths. Oh, glory to God. Infallible proof, excuse me. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking pertaining to the kingdom of God and being assembled together with them. We're talking about the disciples. We're talking about the apostles. He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. How many remember the message last week when Dr. Singleton said, while you're waiting, keep on moving, keep on flowing, don't get discouraged, don't get dismayed, it's going to be all right. And then so he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. You all have already heard of me. I've been with you many days. I've supped with you. I call each and every one of you all name by name, one by one. I chose you to be my apostles. I chose you to be my disciples. I chose you to be my followers. Amen. But he said, one of them that I've chosen, I know he was a devil. Do you know that there's nothing hidden from God? But let me continue on. He said, verse 5, we have verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but he told him to wait. He told him to tarry. That's what tarry means. All tarry means is to wait. How many know that we have to wait on God? But while we're waiting, we got to keep on moving. While we're waiting, we can't get discouraged. While we're waiting, we have to keep looking to Jesus. Amen. And he said, John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, people of God, I just want to ask a question today. If Jesus said we were going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, why are we in the modern church today and they're saying baptism is not essential? They're saying confess with your mouth and believe with your heart and you are saved. Is there another step? We have to go a little bit further. We can't leave Jesus in the mouth. Jesus died. He was crucified. Hallelujah. He hung on a cross and died. But he told them that in 3 days, I'm going to rise. In 3 days, I'm going to get back up. Power. He had power to raise. He had power, hallelujah, to make sure everything he spoke to his disciples that came to pass. Let's continue on. When they therefore went, were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again kingdom to Israel? They're asking, Lord, are you going to restore at that time the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. This is not your time. This is not your time. Hallelujah. Hold up 1 second. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's not your time to know the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But listen at what verse 8 says. But he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. What are you saying, Jesus? What is a witness? We first have to define what is a witness. Hallelujah. To be a witness You have to speak from personal knowledge of facts. And they have to have some significance. Okay? You can't go to the court of law and raise your hand to be a witness and testify about someone, and you're going on a third-party experience. You have to be an eyewitness. Apostles was witnesses. He's saying you're going to be witnesses unto me in Judea and Samaria and all the uttermost parts of the earth. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? What are you saying? Jesus said, after you receive this power, you're going to become my witness. How are you going to tell somebody about Jesus? How are you going to be an effective witness? And you don't even believe that he was risen from the dead. You don't even believe that he died for your sins. You don't believe that God had given him power. He said, all power is given unto you in heaven and in earth. And Jesus gave that same power to Peter, whom he told his church was going to be built upon that rock. He gave him the keys. Did God give you keys? Did he give you any power? If so, what are you using it for? Are you using it for your own agenda? Are you using it for recognition? Are you using it for fame and glory among your peers? Or are you utilizing it for the purpose that he gave it for? He didn't give it to you to be on CNN. He didn't give it to you to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. He didn't give it to you, hallelujah, to be in the great edifice, sitting there saying, look at great Babylon. Look at this great edifice that I have built. No, that was not the purpose that he gave the power. He gave the power to them to be witnesses. Witnesses how? To go into the highways and the hedges and to tell people that he lived, to compel them to come. Ah, Jesus, we don't even let people know we're saved. We don't even let them know that we have any power. We're afraid to even tell people what kind of God we serve. We won't even give our testimony when God has done something miraculous in our life. When he's put food on the table and you know your ice box and your cupboards was empty, and a neighbor stopped by and said, the Lord touched my heart and told me to bring you these bags of food. I went to Winco. The Lord dropped you on my heart, and I went to Winco and did this. Hallelujah. And then we're ashamed. We're ashamed. That was God. God will talk to somebody about you. God will speak to somebody's heart about you. But you have to be an effective witness. You have to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Some of us are ashamed of this gospel. I'm not ashamed of this gospel. I know what it done for me. And the same thing it has done for me, it will do the same thing for you. It transformed my life. Hey, people get angry when you don't call them prophets, when you don't call them evangelists, when you don't call them apostles, when you don't call them a prophet or prophetess. They get angry. Oh, God, but I'm so glad that one day 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago, this year be 30 years, the Lord looked down on me. And I was so happy when they called me Sister Adrian. Ah, hallelujah. My nickname was something else. Ah, hallelujah. But now I'm Sister Adrian. Ah, I got a reason to take pride. Because one day, hey, glory to God, one day I heard the voice. Hallelujah. I was pricked in my heart, and somebody told me about being baptized. Somebody Somebody told me that I needed to be baptized again. I was baptized twice. I was sprinkled in the Catholic Church, and I was baptized in the Methodist Church. However, one day I heard about these apostles. I heard about this baptism in Jesus' name. And I'm not saying anything about nobody that's been baptized otherwise, but I'm telling you about my experience. I'm telling you about my conversion. As we begin to get into this book of the apostles, you're going to find out, hallelujah, that Paul said, the Paul. We all know he persecuted the church, and they're going to talk about that later on in the series. Hallelujah. But when you have had an experience, can't nobody tell your story like you. Amen. I remember I was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I really didn't understand what I had, but I saw and I heard as I got baptized and I got involved. See, we get baptized and we go listen to other folks, but you got to get rooted and grounded in this thing. Amen. So I got rooted and I got grounded in this thing. I began to attend Bible study, and I began to learn about the Bible. I began to learn how to walk and how to exercise and how to use this power that was given to me. Amen. And they told me the only way I can identify with you and know that you have the Holy Ghost, you have to speak in another tongue. I didn't know nothing about tongues. Where I came from the city of New Orleans. Amen. And when we would hear people saying somebody speaking in tongues, we thought it was of the devil. We thought it was witchcraft. But I found out later it is the power. I learned about Jesus. I learned about his suffering. I learned how to live holy. I learned how to live right. I couldn't live right. I couldn't live holy even today if I decide to not be led by this spirit that lives on the inside of me. I can walk away at any time. I heard the man of God say, when I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, my foot, it almost slipped. Hallelujah. Let me be clear. Let me just say this, people of God. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift that God gives you. But you have to have a repentant heart. Amen. It can fall on you at any time, at any place. Amen. But it's a gift that God gives that he never takes back. And you say, well, how is that? Well, you know, you hear people having the Holy Ghost and they backslide. Well, that doesn't mean that God has taken the gift from them. The gift is just lying dormant. The gift is in a stagnation mode. And anything stagnated, it has no production. There's no productivity. Amen. So if you don't nurture this thing, it'll lie dormant in you. And anything dormant is not active. Amen. So when God gives you a gift, and that's why I love God. That's why I love him, because he's not like us. You know, when we get angry with one another, we'll take our gift back. Uh-huh. If I gave you some money, you want that back too. Well, God is not that kind of God. He's not that kind of God. The Bible says the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, whichever term you like to use, it's all right with me. It's sealed. Until the day of redemption. So even though that thing may be lying dormant in you, it's going to testify against you. Where were we? Let's go on. I got to move. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. So while Jesus was speaking this to the disciples, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up,
Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. We're going to read a little bit today because we got to get through this chapter. I don't want to do another day. I want to allow the other men and women of God to come forth. So verse 11, we're in the first chapter of the book of Acts. And he said, what you also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, oh, watch Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And I imagine that was an angel. I imagine that was an angel. The Bible don't say. He's just saying the two men was gazing up. And verse 12 says, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued. Listen, people of God, they all continued with one accord. They had one mind. They weren't arguing with one another. They didn't have no beef with one another. The Bible says they all continued with one accord. Are you reading out the same Bible I'm reading out of? I'm in the King James Version. They continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. Uh-huh, there go the women. You know, folks want to say, God ain't called no women. Well, the women was there before the men. Hey, glory to God. And I know he called women. Because he had Mother Eve. You don't know Shia. And there was other women in the Bible that Jesus called. Don't tell me that God can't use a woman. If he used an ass, a donkey, to speak to a man, I'm sure God can use any vessel that's willing to be used. Any vessel that has sanctified themselves, have been set aside for the master's use. So it says, there were all men there that said with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Let's move on. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said the number of names together were about 120. Somebody else will be expounding on that tomorrow. I'll let you know who the speaker is. Hey, before the end of the day or early tomorrow, as the Lord give me the speakers, that's how I'm going to respond. Please know that we won't let you all push us from one chapter to the next. The Lord gave me this last year, and he said I want chapter by chapter. I don't want nobody doing two and three chapters. He said I want one chapter to be expounded upon in this series. And guess what? That's the same structure he have given me for this series. Another series on the Acts of the Apostles. Let's move on. And verse 16 says, men and brethren, this is Peter talking, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was God to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us. Told you that early. Judas, he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Ah, glory to God. How many want to partake of a ministry and then be kicked out? Ah, but he wasn't kicked out. He kicked himself out because of greed, because of pride, because of self-ambition. Uh-huh. Amen. Oh, y'all, this is Bible today, not me. This is Bible. But he said, men and brethren, let me read this again. This scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was God. What is he saying? He was the God. He was the one that took the lead and led them to Jesus. God to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man, talking about Judas, he purchased the field with the reward of iniquity, with the reward of his sin, with the reward of his greed, with the reward of his self-ambition. And all day long, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Ah, you better not partake of this holy thing and then walk away. Don't partake of this gospel and then not walk worthily, then not walk circumspectly before the Lord. Do you know God will cut you off? Do you know he will turn you over? When God turns you over, there is no help. The Bible said Judas sought for a place, but there was none. You know why? He waited too late. People of God, I want to encourage you all today, don't wait. Don't wait until it's too late. Dr. Singleton told us to wait. While we're waiting, keep on moving. While God is still dealing with you, keep on moving. While God is still giving you a heart and a mind to repent, keep on moving. Don't get stuck in a place. See, we get stuck sometimes. And we allow these seducing spirits to keep us in a desolated place. We allow these seducing spirits to whisper to us and tell us that God won't forgive us. We allow these seducing spirits to take us further than we want to go. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, there is a cross. Jesus bared his cross. There is a cross, people of God. We have to bear it. Don't let the enemy tell you that you've done too much for forgiveness. God won't forgive you. He don't care nothing about you. You done lied. You done did something unspeakable. You done walked away from God. And there's no more hope for you. Well, I'm here to tell you today that's a lie from the pit. Don't you believe that? Ah, God, he said, take my burden. Take it. He said, take my burden upon you. Ah, he said, my burden is, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So, but Lord, God is a forgiving God. He's a just God. He's a righteous God. He would that all of us would come into this marvelous life. God don't walk away from us. We walk away from him. God don't turn his back on us. We turn our back on him. So today, if you're walking in sin, if you've done something that you think is unforgivable, take it to Jesus. Don't let people condemn you. Don't let them put you in a box and tie you up and throw you into a sea of forgetfulness. No, when you came to Jesus, somebody say, I came to Jesus just as I was. Amen. And when you came to him, he said, all of your sins have been nailed to the cross. All of your sins have been nailed to your cross. To the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus died for us. Not for us to go back. Not for us to get depressed and begin to allow these suicidal demons to begin to whisper, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. I can go to God in prayer. God is a forgiving God. He would that none of us would perish. Let's go back. It said, we're at verse 19 now. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper Thaldama. That is to say, it's the field of blood. If blood is on your hands today, you can be cleansed. You can be washed. You don't have to keep that blood on your hands. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price. His blood was an atonement for our sins. Amen. Oh, Jesus, I love you today. Verse 20 says, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation, that's what they were saying about Judas, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Hallelujah. Don't you ever think that God won't have somebody else. What you won't do, God already has somebody waiting. What you denounce, God already has somebody waiting. Hey, Jesus. Some people think that the show won't go on because of them, because of their expertise, because of their knowledge, because of their great diction, because of their degrees, because of their skins, because of their position and their status in the world. Well, give me a status among my brethren. I don't want the status of the world. Because guess what? When you take on the status of the world, when you walk away from them, there's a price that you have to pay. When you take on the status of the saints, when you have holiness, when you take on the status of being like Jesus, somebody wrote a song, I want to be a follower of Christ. I don't want to follow the world. The Bible said we are in the world, but we're not of the world. This is not my home. Yes. Hallelujah. We desire to be educated. We desire wisdom and knowledge. We desire to live in a home, a nice home. We desire to ride in a fine vehicle. We desire to wear nice apparel. But that doesn't validate who you are in Christ Jesus, because you're driving a Mercedes. I'm sitting in a Mercedes right now. Hallelujah. I'm wondering how I'm going to get gas to put in this vehicle, to make it from one day to the next. Somebody said, well, why you got a Mercedes? Because guess what? It's just another car. It's just something else, some man to man. Ain't no difference. Hallelujah. One is just a little bit higher than the other one, but all of them require gas. Amen. I could have a Pinto. Hallelujah. And be able to put some money in the gas tank in the Pinto. Amen. So things don't make us people of God. What make us is what we have in our heart. How have we decided to serve our fellow man? This car don't mean that much to me. I enjoy it because it was a blessing from the Lord. I didn't have to strive for it. I didn't have to labor for it. The Lord, the Lord say, I will provide, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. If your ways please me, I got to go to the Bible. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is a thing, this vehicle. Yeah, I enjoy it. You take it away from me, I'll be crying. You know, I'm on fire. Hallelujah. Because it's getting me from point A to point B. But this doesn't identify who I am. This doesn't document who I am. This doesn't validate me as a person. I haven't arrived because I have a Mercedes. How? I have arrived when my brother and my sister has a need, and I shut up my bowels of passion. When my brother and my sister called me and said, Sister Adrian, I'm out here stranded on the corner. I done had something to call me 1 or 2 in the morning where folks refused to bring them home, and I had to get up out my bed and go and give them all and take them to their destination. That's what validates me. That's who identifies who I am. I am a child of the King. So how many of you going to get out of your bed at 1 or 2 in the morning and go and pick up, especially this was a brother. This wasn't no sister. Somebody would have seen me 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. If their mind wasn't on Jesus, they would have thought I was going to a hotel with this brother. Hiya, the Messiah. That's right. That's where our minds go. But he was out eating. And he'll come on this line and give this testimony himself. He was out eating with some supposed to be saints. I said it was supposed to be saints. Because if there was saints, it's nowhere in the world at 1 or 2 in the morning you would have denied this brother a ride. I don't care what your philosophical views was. They had a discussion, and they got into some scriptures. That's why it's not good to go sit down. When you go in to eat, go and eat. Don't sit down and get into nothing about the Bible. Because guess what? It's always somebody got what they believe, and the next person got what they believe, and I'm going to stand on my conviction, and the other one going to stand on their conviction, and I'm backing down on mine. And until that brother called me, and I thought it was an awful, dirty shame for him to go out with these people and eat. And because he didn't agree with something they said, they told him, he better find him a way home. And I have him on this line during this book of Acts. And he'll test it because I want you to know I have no reason to lie. And I had the brother lived about 5 or 6 miles out the way. So, you know what? If somebody sees this, what you doing with him this time of morning? They don't even know the story. So I owe you no explanation. The Bible said, don't let your good be evil spoken of. My good was going out here to help this brother to get him home 1 or 2 in the morning. Wasn't no buses running and stopping. It was a shame. These were supposed to be Christians. Remind me of the Samaritan. Hallelujah, the good Samaritan. Amen. You know what? You all know the story. You see your brother. Hallelujah, and he have a need, and you shut up your bowels of compassion. How dwelleth the love of God in you? I don't care if you're riding in a Rolls Royce. If you have taken on being a brother, a sister in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, you have to set an example. Hey, glory to God. You have to go when you don't feel like it. This 1, 2 in the morning, I know I was in a deep sleep, but I had to get up because of what? Duty called. Duty called. But let me move on because I'm going to finish with this because tomorrow we got a powerful speaker be on tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're going through the whole book of Acts. We're talking about the church, how it was founded, how it was set up, the order. Ooh, we don't like order. Folks don't like order. They won't do it their way. But the Bible tell me there is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof, you better watch the end thereof when you think you're doing what's right. Hey, nobody opinion, nobody expertise or their knowledge matter. Yours is the only one that matter. Well, I beg to differ with you today. Amen. And as I begin to close on this, where was I? We're at verse 21. No, let's read verse 20 again. For it is written, in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. They were talking about Judas. And let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric, his office, we're going to give it to another. Let another take. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied us all, with us all the time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, talking about Jesus, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Verse 23 says, and they appointed two, Joseph, that wasn't Mary's husband, Joseph. Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed. Ah, there they go. And they prayed and said, thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. Now, if you didn't pray it, they didn't wait on the Lord. They cast lots. So if you, when you're waiting on the Lord, you wait on an answer from the Lord. But they cast lots. And it was common in those days to cast lots. And they gave forth their lots. And the lot, that's something like, you know, the Super Bowl we watched yesterday. Some people had favored and had bet on Denver to win, but the tables were turned. And I'm in and Seattle won that. And they won it with an impressive record. Hallelujah. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias. Ah, glory to God. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Matthias was chosen. That's who the lot fell upon. Uh-huh. And when the day of Pentecost, oh, that's it, y'all. I'm going a little bit further. I can't go in chapter 2. That's somebody else's assignment. But I just want to say to you all today, those of you that have patiently, hallelujah, been on this line today, I just want to encourage you all today that Jesus has given us power. And with this power is just not to speak in tongues. This power is given unto us where we can be witnesses, where we can do the work that Jesus did. Because we know James say faith without works is dead. So you can't have works and not faith. Faith and works, they work together, hand in hand. Somebody says, show me your faith and I'll show me your work. I'll show you my works. Well, you can show me your faith, but if there's nothing else working with your faith, I'm going to question what kind of faith that you have. Because my Bible tells me faith and works work together. And that faith without works is dead. Ah, hallelujah. So I don't care how much faith you have. You better show me something. Yeah, glory to God. Uh-huh. You know how they said in the day of Noah? The Bible says there was no other sign given. But as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. Saints of God, we have to watch ourselves. And especially those of us that have been called into this marvelous life. See, we all were called to be a witness. It ain't just those that do outreach and missionary and evangelism. We all were called to be witness. Amen. He just gave the commandment to the apostles. But he told them that they were after the Holy Ghost come, they shall receive power. Amen. And this power is not just to them. The power is to all those that believe, all those that are willing to pick up their cross and follow Jesus. Do we have anybody want to follow Jesus today? Hallelujah. If you want to follow Jesus, you have to denounce the hidden things of the heart. You have to pick up your cross. Let me tell you, that cross is not something we enjoy carrying. That cross is not something we always enjoy bearing. Hallelujah. My Uncle Alfred would tell people, he see people with their big old crosses on. And he told one of the bishops, I felt a little bad for the bishop because I would have been a little bit embarrassed. But, you know, this bishop had, you know, that we were at a dinner, and this in my closing, and the bishop had his big old cross on, you know, big old gold, long cross, and a big old chain. You know, they decorate themselves with all this stuff. It's all right for those that like it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking that. But my Uncle Alfred, he told the man in the midst of this was like a wars ceremony, and he told the young bishop, he said, you know, he said, that's a beautiful cross you got on. He said, I like that. He said, but you know what? You wearing yours, but I bear mine. Glory to God, the whole place went up. Now, they laughed at it, but it had to be an embarrassing moment for the young bishop. In other words, bishop said, you got your cross. You know you wearing yours. You showing off your cross. But then I bear mine. Hallelujah, because you don't know all the things that I've gone through. You don't know all the things I've had to suffer. Hallelujah. So I want you all to stay tuned. We going to have a good time talking about the book of Acts. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Do you know I had to ride around the day? Hallelujah. I couldn't even do my normal posting on Facebook. I usually post to about 20, 25 groups. I couldn't even do that because I didn't have no Wi-Fi connection. I was out running, doing an errand this morning. Uh-huh. For somebody else, wasn't mine. But then the time got by, and I said, Lord, I gotta minister today, and I can't even get, I had to stop at McDonald's. Y'all have heard my story many times, but I don't care. I ain't ashamed of this gospel. I had to stop at McDonald's. Sister Ruby pulled up the switchboard. I had to stop at McDonald's in the car, hallelujah, and pulled up the Wi-Fi, and I was able to do two or three postings. I couldn't even do my little normal texting. I usually can let them know what we're doing. Uh-huh. I do that. That's my daily. That's a routine for me. And guess what? It's not grievous. Uh-huh. It don't grieve me that I have to work like this sometimes. I'm sitting in this hot car right now, but every few minutes I turn on the air conditioner. Because you know I'm an older woman. I'm not Mother Charity or Mother Cannon yet, but I'm getting there. Ah, y'all almost saw y'all. Hallelujah. I was supposed to laugh at that. So every so often I have to turn on this car, crank up the ignition where I could get a little air. But I'm sitting here in my Mercedes in this piece of metal that man has made, and I thank God that it's working because I could turn my air on. And guess what? I had to pull out my Bible and all my little reference notes, and I couldn't get to all of them because I'm uncomfortable because I'm sitting behind the wheel. And how many know that you can only do so much sitting behind a wheel? Oh, but when God puts something in your spirit, I don't care where you are, you're going to come forward. And I had to come forward today. I couldn't let the enemy was trying to stop me from saying anything today, but I was determined. How many know that you have to be determined? How many know you got to have a made-up mind? How many know if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you? How many know the way had already been made? How many know that God knew I was going to be sitting right here in the parking lot of McDonald's, keep trying to minister to the saints today, trying to minister to our listeners today? So I thank each and every one of you all that have tuned in. We going to have some great speakers on this. We going to have some great speakers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the lot fell on me today. Glory to God. I was the chosen one today to kick it off. Hallelujah. So I hope I did a good job. And if I didn't do a good job towards you all, I pray that God have mercy upon me. He knew what I was doing today. Nobody else knew but God. He knew where I was going to be, and I just want God to be glorified. So I tried to do the best that I can. I might get a chance to come back throughout this series, but I'm not looking to come back. We have 27 more chapters, and every day we're going to have a different speaker. Yeah, don't know my fire, but I'm going to be led of God on who to give what chapter to and who to call on to speak in this series. Amen. Because some folks ain't even got to the book of Acts. They're acting some other kind of way. But I want those that have chosen to follow Jesus. I want those that have made a commitment to serve God. I want those that are not high-minded and heady and, you know, proud and lifted up. If you're proud and lifted up, God can't use you, and neither can I. So I want some humble people to come on here and teach this gospel. Uh-huh. I want some people that God have designated and have given an assignment to that, hey, for God I live and for God I die. I want some soul out folks, in other words. Okay? You don't have to fill a bus for how many degrees you have. Just preach and teach the gospel. That's all we ask. Preach and teach the gospel, not your gospel. But we want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. It's in your hands, Sister Ruby. Oh, Lord, I'm sweating today.
Praise the Lord. I guess you would be. Praise the Lord. That was a word. We're going to. They've been on before, but it's quite a few of y'all, so please be patient. I misspelled the name. 517-7530.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, praise
the Lord. That's just Verona. You can go move on if you want and come back.
The number. Okay. No, go ahead. It's fine.
I just thank and praise. Praise the Lord, everyone. And I thank and praise the Lord for being on the line today. And thank God
on the line.
What'd you say?
I'm so happy to hear you on the line. I haven't talked to you in a few days, so I was going to give you a call.
Yes, and did you get my text? Started
no
a new job. Started something new of a job in the job area.
Okay.
So it's time that you all pray for me because I'm thinking and I'm saying, Lord, work this out.
All right.
But anyway, I'm so happy and thank God today that I'm able to be on the line, the air today, and hear this word, this rich word, and I just praying that I continue to hear it. And Evangelist Bernard, you did a beautiful job teaching out of the word of God, out of the word and exalting on the word, and you are teaching the word. It's always good when you're teaching the word, and you're dealing with an area that is very vital to the body of Christ and to Christians, that we should know the things that Jesus left and God has sent for us, and especially when you're dealing with the Holy Ghost and the dunamis power that comes with that. So I just thank God today for this New Destiny ministry again. I thank God for you, Adrian, for Mother Ruby, for you all being obedient, and I just thank God, and I bless the Lord today and all the people of God that are on the radio and that listen. I just thank God for you all, and you all pray for me as I pray for you, and let's just continue in love this faith walk. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I thank God. You know what? I just want to say to the saints, of those of you that's on the line, sometimes I got a friend that he mocks some of my family members. Ronnie is one of them. But I tell you, it does my heart so much good. You know, when you can see your family come on and support you, that means so much to me, I tell you. And I love them with all of my heart. And, you know, I don't have no respect to persons, but it feels good when you can fellowship with your family and they support what you do, and you know they're there to pray with you and for you. It just means so much to me. So I thank God for you, Ronnie. I really thank God for you. So God bless you.
Okay, God bless. That's a blessing. We're going to Mother Charity. Please hold on. We're going to get to you soon. Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. It's just so good to hear from you all again. I've been looking forward to y'all over the weekend, praise the Lord. And when my daughter, she had to go off today, and so she had the number with her, and I says, oh, my goodness, I said, I'm going to be able to get on there. And I guess she was thinking about it too. And Lord, and she came and she got back in time enough for me to turn you all on. So I am so glad, amen, because I miss y'all when I don't hear you. I try to hear you every day that I possibly can. Yeah, right, and this book that Pastor, she evangelist, Bernard, yeah, right, that she was teaching out of the book of Acts, which is the history of the church. Mm-hmm. And that's a very, very good book to be informed about, because that's where it all started. Amen. The church started in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I just thank and praise the Lord. Amen for Sister Bernard and for her ministry here on the air. And God is so good to us. So y'all continue to pray for us in Jesus' name. And Roni, we've been having a morning prayer at 6 o'clock, and we've been remembering Patricia and Aura, your sister. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. We just want you to know how much we appreciate you. Mother calls, been calling in faithfully from Detroit, Michigan. And you heard her. She said, wow, I'm going to miss y'all. That's a blessing. We thank God for you, Mother.
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord. Good afternoon. Hallelujah, everybody. Thank God. I thank God for this broadcast once again. I thank God for Pastor Bernard. She said it all. Thank God for her great, wonderful, powerful teaching. The Holy Ghost lives in her, and you can hear the power of God. Thank God even how she shares her testimonies and fit it right on in with the teaching. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost and the power that dwells in her. And may God continue to bless you and keep you, and may the power overtake you even more, and that he use you even more. God bless each and every one. Courage.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, Prophetess Darlene, and we want to support Prophetess Darlene prayer line, especially, well, not especially, but those that's on the East Coast. You come on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock p.m. That's 5 o'clock on the West Coast. So we're going to have her to give that information out and call in. I mean, this is a powerful woman of God. She's been coming on this line supporting us for several months now, and she is a prophetess, amen, and a prayer warrior, and a preacher and teacher. So she has the fivefold ministry working in every area of her life. So we certainly want to be supportive of Prophetess Darlene Davis. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. We're going to have you give that information out.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Continue to pray for me. 712-432-1500. Once again, 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498. And that's on Tuesdays, Saturdays. So we have now added on Thursday nights as well. And so that's Tuesday night, Thursday night, and Saturday night at 8 p.m. On the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. And come and join us and hear prayer. Come and join us in prayer. God bless you all. You also can look on Facebook to reach me, Prophetess Darlene Davis on Facebook, or either you can go to Pastor Bernard's Facebook also to reach me. God bless you all.
Amen.
Evangelist Stars.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to Minister Donnie. Sister T.
Praise the Lord, Mother Ruby. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Minister Donnie.
God bless you, Minister Donnie.
Bless you, Pastor Adrian. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing better when I hear you.
Bless you. I thank God for this awesome word that I got on a little late, though, y'all. Please forgive me. We had a lot of snow and was doing a lot of things, but I pressed my way. I'm like, Mother, before I press my way, I'll be looking forward to it. So I thank God to hear you on today. Awesome word.
Amen, amen. God bless you, powerful man of God.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Sister T? Sister T?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister T.
Praise the Lord.
We can hear you, Sister T. Go ahead. Go for it.
Oh, okay. I just praise and honor God for the word that came on today from Evangelist Bernard. I love when we study the book of Acts because it's a powerful word and it's some good teaching. So I just praise and honor God for all that he's doing. I'm sitting here getting blessed with my chiropractor, and I just wanted to thank you for just coming on and blessing us with that word. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister T. Sister T. Woo! I'm encouraged today. You know, as I look back, and I just want to say this, Sister Ruby, as I look back, we did this series about a year ago, and I just thank God for Sister T because she has been very supportive. She's been on this line with us from the inception, so she remembers the series we did last year on the Book of Acts. So I'm looking to have a great time. Every round going to go higher. I'm telling you all, God's going to do something on this line, and he's going to do something for our listeners, those that's in the chat room, those that go back into the archives, and even those that go on YouTube. You'll be able to listen to these messages, and you can be encouraged. It's always good to be able to go back and hear a word, because this word never stops resonating in your spirit. 24/7, you can tune in and hear these messages. So I just thank God for this vehicle. I thank him for this awesome opportunity, and truly I do not take it for granted. I tell you, I do not take it for granted. So God bless. Thank you, Sister T.
Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him. Amen to God. I enjoy, amen to God, hearing the teaching on the Book of Acts. Amen. Where the power's at. Amen, amen, amen. Because we forgot, amen, in this age of apostasy, amen, where people are walking away from the church and walking away from the teaching and whatnot. It's always good to be reminded, amen to God, that there's a foundation to this thing, amen to God. So I thank and praise God for that. And this was a powerful word, and amen to God. Like I said, again, you know, definitely, those that can and will, New Destiny 54, amen to God. That's the Twitter. Amen. You can catch some of these messages and whatnot also on YouTube and whatnot. Amen to God. So if you go on Twitter, New Destiny 54 and whatnot, the YouTube page is on that as well, amen to God. And you can get these teachings and whatnot because, amen to God, in this last day and whatnot, again, Jesus, he taught about that teaching thing. Amen. It's that teaching. Amen. It's going to take us through. Amen. So I thank and praise God. Amen. We're able to call in a line where we got a lot of teachers on here. Amen. So thank God for this word. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, while I'm giving out accolades, you know I can't pass up my brother. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, some people do things quietly, and they don't want their name out there and what have you. And I done already put this out here. Liberal Democrat does the YouTubing for us and putting the CD, the messages on YouTube. That's all I'm talking about him, because he has been faithful to this ministry. And I tell you, God, God will send you help. Amen. And I just praise God for this minister, this man of God. He has really just been a blessing in our lives, and I feel like I've known him all my life. That's the kind of spirit he has. Amen. A very embracing, warm spirit. So I just love Sister Ruby calling Minnesota. I just say liberal me. Liberal me. I'm from New Orleans, so we used to breaking folks down and giving them nicknames. So I just call him liberal. I don't even say Democrat. I say liberal. Amen.
Amen. I'm just your brother. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have a title. Thank you, Lord.
You know what? And it reminds me, I love that word liberal, because the Bible says a liberal soul shall be made fat. And he has been very liberal, and that's why his soul is fatter. Not his physical.
Thank you, Lord.
that spiritual man is sat in God.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
I thank God for Liberal. He's been a blessing to this ministry. I'm just asking the Lord to continue to open up doors for him, to continue to bless him, to be a blessing. And that's what we have to be, people of God. We have to be a blessing. Hallelujah. We are blessed to be blessed. Amen. So I thank God for you, Liberal. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I appreciate the line. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. We're going to Lady Mars. I know you just came on. Lady Mars.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Evangelist Bernard and Minister Democrat. I just got on the line, so I'm just listening. Just thank God once again for the line. Thank God for the founder, Evangelist Bernard. And thank God for you, Sister Ruby, and everybody that comes on and just shares the word of God, and even to all the listeners, even with their comments and even testimonies together, everybody working together, everybody sharing, makes this line so anointed and such a blessing. I just thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. Give God praise. I have to, Sister Ruby, I'm going to have to, I done started something, so I have to do this. And I really just have to give God praise. And the Lord put it in my spirit. Sometimes you have to let people know how much you appreciate them. This could be my last time. So I'd like to just tell Lady Morris, you know, I've been knowing Lady Morris as long as I've been saved, of over 20-some-odd years, she and her husband, and this have been a beautiful, beautiful, saved couple, and they're doing a work down in Birmingham, Alabama, and I want them to know the Lord's will. I'll be visiting their church this year. So I thank God for the moment. I'm trying to get off too, and she's coming live. I just want to let you know how much Father appreciate her support. And Jesus' name, give your husband my regards also, and him,
yes, ma'am.
But get on this line, Lady Mars.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, we're going. God bless you, Lady Mars. Thanks for tuning in. Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Oh, now, praise the Lord. I got a voice. Are you I'm sort of shocked.
I'm talking. This is
well, I'm only late today. I got on late because I've been very busy today, but God bless you all because I don't like to miss none of the broadcasts. I really love it. I enjoy it. But when you don't hear me calling you, you calling me and I don't answer, I still have the phone on. I can hear you all, but I have it on mute because I've been doing work and I don't want you to hear me. But God bless you all, and I enjoy you all every day. I really enjoy it. I really do. I got on very late today. I was busy, but God bless you all. How you doing, Sister Ruby? God bless you again.
Sister Dawn, good hearing your voice. I know you be on. You hear me when I go there to you. So that's a blessing. That's a value.
Amen.
That's a value for Dawn's older sister.
Sister Ruby.
Well, I love y'all. I enjoy y'all every day. I really do.
This is my oldest sister, and she has been on this broadcast from the inception over 2 years. And many times we people, Sister Ruby, call her hey, and she's at work. So God has blessed her with a job where she's able to listen to the broadcast. She lives in Dallas, Texas. She's my oldest sister, and she's such a sweetheart. She has such a beautiful, beautiful spirit. She don't meet any strangers. Anybody she meets, she treat them as though she's known them all her life. So I just really thank God for my sister. She's been a blessing. And just to see her on the line, even though she can't speak, it encourages me and it strengthens me. So I love you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Anybody else?
Oh, everybody's been on, I think, yes. That's it.
All right, so I saved the best for last, and that's none other than our co-host,
Sister Ruby Larry, I tell you, I had 10,000 funds. I could not express what Sister Ruby have meant to me. I'm telling, not only to me, to my grandchildren here in Stockton and my family that she has had an opportunity to meet, Dr. Winston Singleton. She loved Winnie. And she just, Sister Ruby has just been a godsend. You know, God send people your life. We don't choose the friends. We don't choose the sisters and brothers in Christ. We can't even choose the family that we are assigned to. We don't know what our mother and who our mother and our father is going to be. God does that. So I just thank God for Sister Ruby. She's another one. She don't want folks in our business, and I don't tell our business. But Sister Ruby have been a blessing to Evangelist Bernard and to my grandchildren and to my family. She's been a blessing to this ministry, and I know God sent her in my life. I tell you, I don't have to run her down. She's at this switchboard on time. She opened up the switchboard 30 minutes ahead of time, and you can't sign on to Blog Talk until 15 minutes before the broadcast. But Sister Ruby, you can open up the switchboard. You just can't call into the line. They only let you call in 15 minutes early. So Sister Ruby is a very disciplined person. She's a very dedicated person, and she's faithful to anything that God has given her to do. Many times you all hear her saying, the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the Lord's church. This is the Lord's radio broadcast. And she assigned everything to Jesus, and rightfully so. So sometimes I tell her, I say, well, the Lord don't do everything. He give us five senses where we can do some things, but she always honor God. So I respect that's the greatest part of her personality that I respect, that she honors God in everything that she does. So, Sister Ruby, I love you. You have really been a godsend, and it just brings tears to my eyes to know, you know, all the people that God have really blessed me to meet within the last 3 years. I've met so many wonderful people in the last 3 years of my, since 2010. I tell you, it would take me all day to talk about all of the wonderful people. I mean, people that love the Lord. And you know, when you meet people that love God, they can't help but love you. Now, I got somebody on this line going to probably mock me and tell me about me crying and whatever. But, you know, I thank God that I'm still able to cry. You have some people walk around that they can't even shed a tear. But I thank God for his goodness. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. Even, you know, me getting ready to leave here, I know I'm not leaving here because I've done anything wrong. I'm not leaving here because I'm sad. I'm not leaving here because of nothing ugly. Everything has happened have been good and very good. But I'm leaving because God is calling me to do, a greater work. How many know that Jesus said, greater work shall ye do? So I'm going to do a greater work, but, you know, a part of my heart will be here in Stockton because my sister is here and Sister Ruby is here, and all of the friends that I've met while I was here, they're just special. They're just special. So I don't know anything else to say, but I give God the glory, and I pray that he will continue to order my steps. For the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I just believe that God is ordering my steps, and he keeps on doing great things for me, great, great things for me. And as God do great things for me, I want to do great things for the Lord. Amen. So Hallelujah. I'm just full. I didn't know the program was, I didn't know the segment would go like this today, but truly all those that even don't come on the line, I heard her call Evangelist Doris, and Evangelist Doris has been with us like the first year we started this broadcast. I can remember in 2012 for my 58th birthday, she had a birthday celebration for me in Vallejo at her home, and we had over almost 40, 50 people at her home, and she celebrated my birthday and offered, and we came in the home. We had church in our house. We really had church. Hallelujah. So, you know, I just thank God. God has put so many good people in my life. Now, I've had some rotten apples along the way. I want y'all to know this hasn't been something beautiful the whole 2 years. But the good have outweighed the bad, and those bad apples, God removed them. He didn't allow them to linger in my life too long. And I'm not ashamed. I know folks don't go back in the archives and listen to this message, but you can listen to it because guess what? I ain't scared of nobody. I'm just giving God all the glory and telling of the goodness of Jesus. No goodness of my own, because without God, truly I could do nothing. So I do thank God for Sister Ruby. I thank God for all of you all of those that are missing on the chat room, and those of you that follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Please visit our pages and tell us how much you like our page, and if you'd like to see us expound on some things, you'd like to see somebody teach and preach something in an area that you need some knowledge in, you have some questions, we want you all to continue to do that. Amen. We want to pray for Sister Patricia, my cousin, Sister Patricia Smith. We want to pray for Oral Robinson, and we also want to lift up Evangelist Cummins in prayer, and also we want to pray for the Jones family. Amen. And it was somebody else, Brother Clarence in Houston, Texas. I'm asking you all to remember Brother Clarence in your prayers. So before we dismiss, we're going to go to a liberal Democrat and ask him to pray. Amen. So I'm going back to Sister Ruby for her final remark.
Oh, I'm choked up. What can I say, Advantage? You say you wasn't going to do this. But anyway, I'm still led of the Lord. I just thank him, and the teaching was just so excellent coming out of the words of the Lord. It was just so anointed that the scriptures came up into my heart, and I said, Lord, I thank you for the book of Acts. You know me. But most of all, I just thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I know my Lord and Savior, for having us to meet such beautiful saints that he has directed to this broadcast. And I thank him that he allowed me to work in the vineyard. You know, when you're chosen and you're called and the Lord has given you a ministry to work in, you know, it's just awesome. I just cry all the time. I say, Lord, I thank you because you thought I'm worthy enough to come on this broadcast. And not only that, a 71-year-old woman, I'll be 72 this year, and Evangelist Bernard came over and taught me. I knew how to cut the computer on, but this taught me the different things, and I grasped it. You know, I was sort of nervous because I came from a background where you had to write, you know, writing and arithmetic and adding and multiplying was the best thing you could do. I said, but Lord, I thank you because he really wanted me to do here, and I love you with the love of Jesus too, Evangelist Bernard. I love all God's people, and I just thank him for the work. I said, Lord, I just thank you that you allow me to come on to do your work, meet all of your special anointed godly men and women. I mean, we have had some this awesome godly men and women anointed that come forth on this mind, and the word come from heaven down to this earth for his people. So I'm the one overjoyed that he would choose me. So pray my strength in the Lord, everybody. Oh, Minister Democrat, did you have anything to say? I see your line.
Yeah, we want him to pray for Sister Patricia Smith, my cousin, Sister Patricia Smith, and Oral Robinson. Both of them are my cousins, those Aroni sisters. We need special, special prayer for Patricia. And then also Evangelist Cummins and Brother Clarence. We want Liberal Democrat to pray for that.
Your line is open.
In agreement as he go forth and begin to intercede for those prayer requests.
Amen, amen. I'm just make sure I got the names down. Amen, amen. Sister Aura, amen. Sister Patricia, Sister Cummins, and Brother Clarence.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. We sing and praise God for those on the line. As we get ready to pray, amen to God. The Bible said in the book of Acts, they was all in the same place, amen, at the same time. Amen, amen, amen to God. And the anointing, amen, was the thing that destroyed the yoke. So we ask, amen to God, that those that's on this line right now, amen to God, whether you're on your knees, amen to God, whether you're in your car, amen, that you would just touch and agree with us right now, amen to God, that God begin to bless right now, amen to God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen to God, even now, God, those that's on this phone line, God, hallelujah, God, amen to God, whether they're in their car, God, whether they are in their house, amen. Wherever they are, God, right now, God, we begin to touch and agree, oh, God, like they did in the book of Acts, oh, God. Lord, you said they were all in one place. Amen, amen, at the time, amen to God, amen, all believing, amen, and waiting on the same thing, God. God, we are on this line right now together, God. Hallelujah, God. Amen, asking for the same thing, God. Amen, God, these names that the woman of God gave us, so God, right now, amen to God. Sister Patricia, God, in the name of Jesus, amen, as we begin to call, amen, on all the intercessors on the line to begin, to, amen, God, to speak that name in the name of Jesus, God, begin to do some healing power, that God begin to send divine healing. Help in the name of Jesus, amen to God. Somebody is praying, somebody is touching and agreeing, amen to God, on that name right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, all the intercessors, oh God, you said will we touch and agree on anything, God, hallelujah, oh God, God, right now from this particular prayer, God, amen, because of that person is praying in that car, God, because that person is praying on their job right now, God, because that person is on this phone line, touching it, because of our obedience, God, oh God, we pray, God, even now, God, hallelujah, God, that you still do miracles, God. Hallelujah, God, just like in the book of Acts, oh, God. You are still working, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, asking God right now, God, for Sister Aura, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Robinson, God, even now, God, from her name being mentioned, oh, God. Oh, God, the intercessor that's on this line, begin to speak in the name of Jesus. As you begin to pray for this person, oh, God, God is going to change something in your life, amen, to God. If you pray for somebody else, they're all in one place on one accord. If we all begin to say this name in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God bless, oh God, hallelujah, Sister Aura, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Sister Cummings, oh God, we understand, oh God, that a hedge is needed around that house, God, oh God, that they are under attack, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but from this prayer, God, hallelujah, be a hedge around her, God, be a hedge around her peace, God, send peace in that home, God, send peace around that ministry, God, send peace. Oh, come on, somebody is praying right now. Hallelujah, oh God, the saints are under attack. Hallelujah, we need to pray right now. They are covering, amen, God. Go over the saints of God, amen, God. Send divine health, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, as we are under attack, oh God, protect our children, oh God, protect our finances, oh God, protect our health, oh God. Oh, somebody is praying in the name of Jesus. Those all in one place, in one accord, amen, God, begin to raise up your voice because you praying, God is going to move, oh God. Oh God, Brother Clarence, oh God. Oh God, we bring these names before you in the name of Jesus. Many have suffered losses, oh God, in 2013, oh God. Oh God, but we know you do not take anything away, God, without sending something else, oh God. Oh God, whatever it is, oh God, that you need to send in Brother Clarence's life from this prayer, God, send it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Send it, oh God, like you did, oh God, on the day of Pentecost, oh God. Hallelujah, God. How you walked around for 40 days, God, but then you blessed, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you bless right now, oh God. Many of us been walking around longer than 40 days, oh God, waiting, oh God, for you to send something, God. Waiting for you to heal something, God. Waiting for, oh oh, God, but, oh, God, from this prayer, God, oh, we claim it right now. Oh, somebody's still praying right now. Somebody's still claiming, because as you pray for these people, God is moving in your life in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Right now, God, we speak it, oh, God. We begin to send decrees, oh, God. Hallelujah, begin to decree in the name of somebody on this line, begin to decree, oh, God, with us on this line again, because you said it. God is going to do it, amen, oh, God. They begin to speak over your life right now, because you said it. God is going to decree and I declare whatever you need to decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Begin to say it right now. We are all in one place. We are all in one accord. God is going to move. God is going to do it in the name. I believe it. I believe it, oh God, in Jesus' name. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe God. Somebody is saying right now, I believe it. Somebody is giving God a wave offering right now. I believe you're going to do it, God. I believe you're going to bless us to Aura, God. I believe you're going to bless us to Patricia, God. I believe, oh God, you're going to send that hedge around to the Cummings, God. I believe, oh God, you're going to send that thing back, amen, God, to Brother Clarence, oh God. Amen. I believe, oh God, you're going to bless my life, oh God. I believe, oh God, you're going to do these things, oh God. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. We pray this covering, oh God, oh brother, people of God. We pray this covering right now, God, not by power, not by might, but because of your spirit, God. Hallelujah, that anointing will be in that ministry, oh God, and when they wake up, oh God, that there'll be a divine health in that body, God. We speak it over that body, we speak it over that finance, and we speak it over that peace of mind, God. Bless this line, God. Hallelujah, we are all in one place, oh God. Hallelujah, in one accord, God, as the hair on our head is numbered, God. You know the need of each and every soul on this line right now, God. Our souls say thank you, God. And we believe it and we receive it right now. And we give you that wave offering, God, because it's done, oh God. Divine healing is done, God. Hallelujah. Your blessing of finances is done, oh God. Hallelujah. Sound mind is done. The ministries is done. Those assigned to us, oh God. Hallelujah. Because, oh God, we are on here being obedient. God, you're going to give us a word to give them, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Oh God, that somebody might be saved, oh God. Hallelujah. Somebody, amen, might be healed, oh God. Hallelujah, God. That somebody, oh God, might be delivered from this prayer. We speak it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Tell you all to keep Sister Albertine in your prayer also.
She had a praise report, so I'll let her give it when she come on the line. But continue to pray for her. And also Sister Cammy. We haven't seen Sister Cammy. So call their names out in your prayer time. Amen. Mother Cannon. Pray for Mother Cannon. I miss her today. So God bless you, Sister Patrice. All those that we don't hear on the line, call, you all remember their names. We've gotten familiar with people's names. Call out their names. Pray for Minister Rose Tillman. Hallelujah. We're looking for Minister Tillman. She was a part of the first series of the Book of Acts. We're looking to have her back on. We got 27, because that's going to be 27 speakers. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. Ah, Jesus.
Amen. We're going to go out with Stan by John.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Tell Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
And
be counted among them that
surrender.
With
them.
Stand when friends are gone. Stand when you're all alone.
And believe we shall receive His throne. Yeah. Stand for holiness. And the
counting
among them,
I'm
gonna be a number, yeah.
The friends are all,
oh,
and we're all alone.
And the
lead
coming back to get us. Somebody say, you stand. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That was Stand by John P. King. See y'all tomorrow. God bless.